Thank you, Lulu. Hey, Stephen, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Tara were chatting. I'm looking at another screen. I'm so sorry. Lulu, we're chatting about that first page listing we had available on Google for the Elk Ridge area. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. So I was just kind of catching up a little bit on what you've got for online presence so far. One of the first things I ran across was an Angie or maybe a Home Advisor link. Is that current listing?
Yeah, so I just got with Angie to try and expand a little bit.
Okay, great, great. And how's it going so far?
Literally just started it yesterday, so I'm still getting
everything
together.
Wow, it is recent then. Okay, no worries. Well, and it sounds like you've just been in business a short while and really kind of trying to ramp things up. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, awesome, awesome.
We're going to see how it all works out.
Well, it's from the notes that Lulu left for me. It sounds like you've got a great game plan. So my money is on you for sure, Steven. I think you sounds like you got a smart plan for sure.
Yeah.
Looks like you're thinking about bringing a partner in eventually. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. That's
nice.
True.
Nice. Yeah. That'll help too. Well, so what I'll do as far as this listing goes, I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, of course. And then if the plan makes sense for you and your business and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Stephen.
Okay. So basically, this is like with Google, right?
Correct. So what we have is an exclusive listing for first page of Google right in that map section. So when you do a search on Google, usually there might be a couple of ads on the very top, but then the next section is the map where it shows
right.
The pins. Yep. Usually there's room for about 3 to 5 companies there, and that's exactly where we're going to place you, is right in that map section. So then
okay.
A couple of things happen. One of the first things I'll actually do here is I'm going to close off the Elk Ridge area for that listing of power washing. And then it's actually closed for a 50-mile radius around you. So in that 50-mile radius, in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be partnered with any of your competitors. So you're the only company that it gets you some really nice exposure. And then those leads and calls all go straight to you. We don't charge, so they're completely unlimited. It doesn't matter if you take in 10 new jobs or 120 jobs. It doesn't matter. The pricing is all the same. So, of course, the more the better. Now, I was trying to find, I couldn't find a Google business profile for you. Is that something that you started yet, Stephen? Awesome.
I have not started it.
Oh, okay.
I was planning too soon, though, but no, I have not started yet.
Okay, no worries. That's actually something we can take care of, and we'll make sure that it ties to everything else. Obviously, first page of Google, that's one of the first things they're going to see. And what we'll make sure is you'll have the click-to-call, click for your website, some photos of your work. So we'll make sure all that's in there as well. And then I couldn't find a website for you. Do you have one hiding out there that you've gotten published so far or not? Not yet.
That's also, I actually have someone that's making me a website as well. I literally just getting it all rolling, you know what I mean? So it's all in the works.
Perfect. Now, on your website, have you paid anybody to do that so far?
Not yet.
I do have
someone that's going to make me one, though.
Okay. Tell you what, I'm going to do you one better. We don't do this just for everybody, and my regional VP would kill me if I did it for everybody, but you've got such a great game plan, and you seem like such a smart business person, I'll be able to get away with it here. I can throw in a website for you, no charge. We'll build it and host it. It'll be on a domain name that works for you, something that you like.
Okay.
And, of course, it'll be all about S&H pressure washing, your photos, you know, your board befores and afters. It'll save you a little bit of money, too. The other nice thing is, since we'll build it for you, we'll make sure that it's Google compliant and optimized. So that'll help you scoop in the new clients, too.
Okay. And you said you're not going to charge me.
Nope, no charge. No. We don't build websites for the general public, and we don't do them for everybody, but we are able to. Our techs are actually really, really good at it, but it's not something that we sell. So, yes, that's free of charge. It's about a
$300.
I'm sorry, what was that, Stephen?
I said, am I the lucky winner today?
It looks like you are, for sure. Absolutely. I only get away with a couple a day. So, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, being that you're new in business, too, I like when we can do that because we like to be able to help out our new partners, especially when you're just trying to grow a business. Now, are you on Facebook, Stephen?
Yes, I'm on Facebook.
Awesome. And do you have your business page set up?
Yes, I have my business set up.
Perfect. Awesome. That is awesome. All right. So what we can do then, above and beyond that map section on Google, is we can really leverage Facebook, too. And this is something probably you already know, too. But post-pandemic, you know how people are trying to keep their money local? And they're shying away from those, you know, huge companies, the franchises, and what they're doing is they're turning to Facebook to look for local goods and services, and we can get you featured out there too. So we'll write the content, we'll write those ads for you. Really, all you have to do is answer the phones, take in new clients.
Okay.
That works, right? All right, perfect. So let me grab pricing here, and Lulu did send over a request for new in business rate, which is going to shave a bunch off for you. So normal retail. Oh, I should mention too. Our pricing is month to month. We don't lock you into a contract. We believe in doing our job month in and month out, which is keeping you on that first page in order to continue earning your partnership. So, you're not locked into anything long term. And, of course, those leads and calls are all unlimited. Now, so normal retail for the Elk Ridge area is $5.99 a month with a $299 setup. But your new in business really did you some good here. It got you down to $349 a month and then just a one-time $99 setup fee instead of that $299.
Right.
And then that is also a locked-in price. The setup fee you only pay once. It partially covers some of the programming and backlinking and things that we do in the background, but you'll never have to see it again. And that $349 is locked in for life with your new in business discount. So even when you're not new, yeah, you still have your discount applied.
So is that all I have to pay with you guys each month?
Yep, just the $349 flat rate. Leads, calls, clicks are unlimited. We'll keep your website hosted. In fact, we'll do updates on your website if you'd like us to. So we'll write all the content for it. We'll put your pictures on there. If you want pictures changed out or if you add or subtract services, all you need to do is let us know and we can change them. So we're in your account and in your back-end programming on a very regular basis so that we make changes as the algorithms change. That way you don't lose footing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Is this definitely like something where I'll definitely pick up work or
Oh gosh, I can't tell you how much, but definitely I have seen so many of our partners. It's such a game changer getting on that map section. So much so, honestly, my husband is a home inspector. We live in Colorado, and I actually put him on our service, and we got into First Page, and he doubled his business, and that's just in the last 4 months. I think it's three or four months.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
I do have another question. It may be a little bit off, but, say I do, I keep following through with you guys. So my dad has a company. Is that something I could potentially in the future get him with you, or?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we do, what we can do is he in the same business as you or a different type of business?
So he's a locksmith. He does lock work on houses.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right.
He's a very, very reputable company out of D.C. He can do all Baltimore, Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, the DMV.
Perfect.
That's also a business that I may take over in the future. So, I'm just
certainly
trying to
help it grow too. Certainly. Yeah. So, for referrals such as that, you'd be referring us to your dad. We can do discounts there too to get him a better than retail price. And how it'll work, unless the area is open, which typically are listings like yours for pressure washing, open in the morning, and then we either fill them or they shut them down at the end of the day.
Okay.
So we have that one-day opportunity. But with referrals, as long as it's not in the same business as yours, which your dad's isn't, I actually do have the authority. I can open that listing up for him, and then we can apply those referral discounts. So, absolutely. I'd love to help your dad, too. You bet.
Yeah, I would definitely like to get him on board for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dr. Google, and I know Google's legit, so.
Yeah, well, and, that's where everybody goes to search. Even people who don't like Google, they still go, okay, Google, where's the nearest locksmith? Or, okay, Google, how can I get my driveway cleaned? Everybody does it, whether they admit it or not. So, yeah. Well, all right, Stephen, you are definitely a perfect match for this listing and for us. You're the type of company that we like to partner with. You've got your business established. You've got a great game plan. You're able to take on more work. Nothing negative about you out there on the Internet. So from our perspective, I would love to put you on this listing. Sounds like it's going to help you out a lot, too, isn't it?
Yeah, sounds like it.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up. You grab a couple screens. So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to grab this listing and tell everybody else to back off. We found our company, and it's S&H Pressure Washing. So let me close that down. I don't want them making any more calls on us. All right, perfect. I got them stopped, so we're good there. So what I'll do, Stephen, is I'm going to gather information from you, company name, spelling, your name, phone numbers, make sure I've got everything right. We'll set up your onboarding call. The onboarding call, we block out an hour, typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, and that call is where it really kicks off our work. So we like to schedule it as soon as your schedule allows. If we can coordinate this afternoon, would be great. If not, we can look at tomorrow. And what they'll do is quality control, basically making sure that I intook all of your information accurately. And then they'll get you access to your reporting dashboard. So you'll be able to log in and see in real time how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, just really solid data that you can use.
Right.
What else goes on? Oh, they'll show you how to upload photos to us so we can get them on your site. You'll discuss possible domain names, keywords, all of those things. All right. Mm. Now, your first name, is it S-T-V-E-N?
Yep, S-T-E-V-E-N.
Perfect. And then on the card that you'll be using today, I don't need your digits just yet, but does your middle initial appear on that credit card? Or just first and last?
It's got I'm pretty sure it has, it's a debit card.
Okay, no worries.
Yes, it does have my middle initial on there.
And what is that initial, please?
It's Charles.
Charles, thank you. Our system is picky. If there's a middle initial there, I have to have it. And Stephen, what's your last name?
It's Harrell. H-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Okay, that's an easy last name. And what's your email address, Stephen?
It's S-E-H-A-R-R. You're good.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay.
You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
It's S-C-H. A-R-R. E-L-L.
All right.
0908.
Got it.
At gmail.com.
Perfect. All right, so I'm going to send you two emails. These are, one's informational, the other is I want you to have the exact price and package that I quoted you, so you've got that in writing. So the first one is information on that dashboard and analytics area and all the data you'll get there. And then the second one... I've got to correct it so that it shows your discount in here, because I do want you to have that in writing. Okay, perfect. Both of those are on the way to you. And then I've got, for your phone number, 202-594-5599, obviously
yep.
Cell phone. Is that also your business line, Stephen?
Yeah, that's my business line.
Perfect. And, you know, everybody's doing that these days. Everybody's, even some of the bigger companies are just all cell phone. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love technology, so I'm always amazed, you know, when you see things like that.
It's pretty crazy. What's happening with technology.
It really is. I know. It blows
really
my mind.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's years and years and years of data gathering and preference gathering and things like that. But yeah, it is really just mind boggling. And it's doing so much for business too, which is the other cool thing. It's not just about, you know, hobbies and time off. It's helping people grow their businesses too. So. Really, really amazing. Okay, and then, so I just sent you two text messages, Stephen. One is my direct contact information. I'm the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions or problems, don't hesitate to tag me. You can text me back, or you can call either one. I answer to both. Yep, it sure does. Yep, you can text me back anytime. And if I can't resolve whatever it is, I'll get to the person who can.
Sounds good.
And then, all right. And then company name, I've got S and then the and symbol, H, pressure washing. Is there an Inc. or LLC behind that yet, Stephen?
Not yet.
Okay, no worries. We don't have to have it just yet. Let us know when you do get that, though. What
can
we'll
I just
do,
text you when I do.
You sure can.
Can you set that up for me?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And you'll have text access to your text as well. So when we do, when we set up your onboarding call, that'll be with your tech, and you'll have text and phone access to them too. And then I've got your address is 6854 Dorsey Road, Elkridge, Maryland, 21075. Perfect.
Yep.
All right. And is that your home address also, Stephen?
Yes, that's my home address.
Okay. So I'm going to make a note for your Google Business Profile when we set that up to not publish the exact street address. You'll still show as a pin in the map in your general area, I mean, within a few blocks, but not so close that somebody can pinpoint exactly where you live.
Right.
Google doesn't want people to know that. You don't want people to know that.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah. And then if and when, which you probably will, if you get a shop at some point, let us know, because we'll change your Google Business Profile to reflect what those shop hours are, where you're located, all those good things too.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. I'm always amazed at what we're able to do. It's just, it's nice. It's very, very nice.
Incredible. It's definitely, you know, so you guys are Google, complete Google.
So our company is Local Splash. We're a Google Premier Channel partner. We're actually one of the first companies ever to onboard as a partner with Google. And there are only a handful of premier partners in the country. And part of that is our longevity. We've been in business for 17 years. But the other part of that has been delivering excellence to our partners like you. And Google also certified and trained us into how to best deliver data to them for the best results for you, and then how to use all of their products to the benefit of our partners. So, yeah, we are very, very heavy. We love Google around here, definitely. And we keep in close contact. Like I said, you know, somebody, one of our VPs mentioned the other day that algorithms change up to 100 times a day. I had no idea. I mean, I thought, you know, once a week, twice a week, you know, things like that. Nope. 100 times a day. So that we can keep up with that too is pretty phenomenal.
Okay. So you guys basically are a partnership with Google that, you know, you set everything up for them kind of in a way.
Exactly. So Google doesn't deal directly with small and mid-sized businesses like yours, like most companies. I mean, small businesses make up the majority of the businesses in the country. They only deal with the bigger enterprise level, like the Hewlett-Packards and trying to think of other franchises and such
like big corporations.
Yep, multi-million-dollar corporations they'll deal directly with, but otherwise they rely on their partners like us to partner with companies like yours so that you can get that exposure too.
Right.
And then, Stephen, for services, I want to list out different ways people might search for you. So the category is pressure washing. Do you also do soft wash? Can we say that?
I haven't really started washing yet, but I can, you know, get stuff for it if I need to.
Well, I will list it, then you're covered. Is it something that would be expensive for you to add if, you know, somebody called and wanted a, I don't know, driveway? Well, that'd be a silly example of a soft wash. They'd go hardcore on a driveway. What would you use a soft wash on?
Probably like a roof or certain materials.
Gotcha. Okay, so if you got a roof, would that be reason enough for you to set up for soft washing?
Yes, but I kind of would like to wait off on the soft wash until I get everything.
Sure.
So can you hold out on that by any chance?
Certainly. So, yeah. So what we'll do, we'll list all your services. We'll play around with them so we've got good keywords too. But at any time, if you add services on or you think of other keywords, let us know. We can add those in anytime. So later, when you do add soft washing, we'll add that in so that you pop for that as well. So, okay. Yeah, all those services will be great. So under pressure washing, I'm going to say, let me see here, I'm going to say driveway cleaning.
Okay.
Driveway washing.
Patio.
Oh, yes, perfect.
Sidewalk.
Okay.
Trucks, trailers, houses.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, what else do we got? Parking lot.
Okay. Nice. Those parking lot jobs have got to be nice paying jobs.
Right. Oh, yeah, they are. They definitely.
Yeah, that'd be a big job for you. Nice money on those. Okay, so I got siding, house washing, and house cleaning. I don't want to say house cleaning. I want to say, I'm going to say siding, and I'm going to say roof. Is it safe to say roof?
Roof.
Cleaning.
Yeah, roof.
Perfect. How about gutters, Stephen?
Gutters. Clean gutters.
Decks. You probably do decks.
Decks, that's what I'm doing right now.
Nice. All right, so washing and cleaning appears like everywhere in my keywords that I wrote down. So I'm just going to give you the highlights of them, what I've got so far. So I've got pressure washing, and then driveway, patio, sidewalk, truck, trailer, siding, parking lot, house, roof, gutter, debt. Did we miss any?
Can you put on, walls and fences as well?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Fences are another good one, aren't they?
Can you put on walkways?
Oh, good.
Even stairs.
Maybe exterior stairs?
Yeah. Even you could do, trying to think.
Go ahead. Yeah. Perfect. I like that. I wouldn't have thought of that. Chimney. Now, how about a garage floor if it's on a slab?
A garage floor? Yeah, no doubt.
Perfect. I know. It seems like everybody's garage floor gets nasty.
Oh, I know.
Perfect. All right. And then if you think of any others, just let me know, or you can let your tech know during your onboarding call. And speaking of, let's go ahead and set that call up. I'm on that spot on my little checklist here. So let's see what we've got. Now, would you be available this afternoon if we've got something available?
Yeah, you should be.
So let's see what we've got.
Are you talking job or are you talking about a call?
This will just be a call, and actually, you don't even need to be in front of your computer for that. So yeah, it's just be phone. So we could do 2:00, 4:00, or 5:00 today, or 6:00 even, I guess.
We do. What time is it now?
It is. Oh, go ahead, Stephen.
Do 6:00, if you can.
6:00. You got it. All right, perfect. Let me build that calendar appointment real quick. And then I'll send that over to you. Oh, don't need you to do anything with them just yet, but did those two emails make it to you?
Say that again?
Did those two emails make it to you? I don't need you to do anything. Good. Awesome. I love it when things work right. Let's see. There we go. Okay. And then, do you use Google Calendars?
Do I use Google Calendars?
Mm-hmm.
No, not yet. I haven't.
Okay. No worries. No, I was just curious. I find it really handy. I use it all the time. Okay, that looks good. Let me get that in here. I can't believe it's August already.
I know, time flies.
It really, really does. I keep saying I'm still looking for April because I don't know where it went. Okay, one more email on the way to you. This one, the subject line will read Local Splash CIE. It's our internal coding for our text. And when that gets there, if you could please open it, there should be a yes, no, maybe option. And even if you don't use Google Calendars, it should go to whatever calendar program you use, but we'll get the response. And that response will hold your slot for today.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to put that in. I actually have to build the calendar appointment in three different places. Got that. And that looks good. So I'm going to skim through here and make sure I don't have any typos anywhere. Oh, that's right. Now I was going to go find your Facebook business page. And is it under SNH Pressure Washing?
Yes,
it is. Okay. Let me see if I can find it. It would help if I could spell.
And you said, so I'll be the only one that's notified for the jobs as well.
Yep. Exactly. All those clicks, leads, calls, we won't be promoting anyone else. That's actually strict Google rules and company rules. And due to our partnership with them, that's something we don't even try to push. 50 miles is 50 miles. All right. Now, I found a page. That's an eight. Hey, it is you. Awesome. Great job. I'm going to give you a like while I'm over here, too. Give you at least one more little boost.
Oh, yeah.
You've done a great job doing posts. All those befores and afters are golden, just golden.
Yeah.
Keep doing those.
Need to get on it.
Nice, nice.
Post some more. I'm painting a deck right now, actually, because I'll stain and seal the decks after I wash them.
Oh, well, can I put that in your keywords? Deck staining and painting? Ha, 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 ha. Let's do that. I'm going to go back over there. Also, I just sent you a text. You don't have to look at it now. It's information on how we track those calls and clicks for you. Just a little link on that for later. Deck staining, deck painting. Love it. I'm going to say deck ceiling, too.
Yep.
Because somebody will search for that. Nice. Okay. And then, now, got something else for you, Stephen. It's already included. It's included in all of our packages, but it is optional, and it's our Splash app. So it's an app we just rolled out. I guess it's probably been a couple months now. It's in beta testing right now, but it's an app that you can download from the Play Store. And it installs on your current cell phone, and you can use it to send and receive calls. So, in other words, that app will have a phone number all its own. It'll be a local number to you. And if you want, what a lot of our clients are doing is they're using that phone number for the app as their published business number. That way, you don't have to give up your cell phone. So you can keep your cell phone personal, but you still use that phone through the app for business things. Does that make sense?
Right. So you're saying, wait, so people go, so I can, like, talk to people through that app?
Exactly. So the app on your phone will have a 202 number, and you'll go into the app, dial whomever you're calling, and it'll dial through that app, and then you'll show up on their caller ID with the phone number related to that app. So when they call you back, then they get you through the app on your existing phone. I know it's kind of complicated. It's hard to explain.
What's the app called?
It's, if you look it up in the Play Store, it'd be called Local Splash.
Okay. So that's just a part of what I'll set up.
Yes. And you know what? I'm going to mark you as a yes for this. And so they're taking applications for it, but I just talked to them last week and they still have plenty of slots available. So you'll have to do the application process for it. Then if you decide you don't want it for whatever reason, you're not obligated, but at least you have access to it, and they'll get you more information on it.
Sounds good.
All right, awesome. So I just texted. Oh, no, I didn't. I think I sent you the same link twice. Now I'm going to text you that Splash app one. It's actually pretty cool how it works, you know, and if you – there's no charge for it, so if you don't want your – cell phone, your personal phone number used for business, you don't have to. Kind of cool. All right. And then Elk Ridge, and then where else is good for you as far as traveling distance or towns that you'd like to hit, neighborhoods? And
Columbia,
you know, maybe. Perfect. What was that, Stephen? I got Columbia.
Let's see. Can you do like a certain area, like area code or?
Yep, we sure can.
Just do like a certain mile radius for now.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do.
Start with.
Wow, you know, the narrower the focus, the better your coverage is going to be. How do I want to say this? I guess that is the best way to say it. The narrower your area, the more coverage you're going to get in that area. So think of it like a shotgun versus a rifle. All of your efforts going to a 10-mile radius or all of your efforts going to an entire 50-mile radius, it gets more scattered as it gets out to the edges. Okay.
Keep it with Columbia and Elk Ridge for now. And trying to, like, Ellicott City, Maryland.
What was it? What was that one? Did you say Elliott?
Ellicott City.
Oh, could you spell that for me, please?
E-L-L-I-K-O-T-T.
Aha, thank you. I'll double check the spelling on that. And any others that you can think of that you want to hit?
Let's see. Trying to think. Because I don't want to do too much, and then I'm like, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, this is a great place to start. So let's start there. You can always add on later.
Okay.
Sound good?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We are flexible. If nothing else, we're flexible. We can make changes in the moment almost, just because we're in your account all the time anyway. keeping up, making sure that, you know, everything stays right for algorithms. Also, if you add any social media down the road, let us know. We will get that tied into everything too. Definitely.
Instagram as well.
Instagram? Oh, perfect. Okay, I'll make a note of that. Let's put it in the right spot, Gail.
Or pressure watch.
Perfect. All right. And then for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email, or any of the above?
Just text.
Okay.
You could any of them. Sometimes I'm busy on, you know, so it's hard to answer the phone sometimes.
Oh, you bet. Well, if you've got your hands full working on something, absolutely. And we understand that too. We try to not flood you with constant info and stuff. Okay. I'm doing one more text here just to make sure I don't have any typos. You got your onboarding call. That's good. Wonderful. And then did it let you hit that yes option on that Local Splash CIE email?
Which one is it? Localsplash.com?
Yep. Nope. This will be one of the emails. It should be the last one that came in. And it'll say Local Splash CIE in the subject.
You said hit yes.
Yes, please.
Yep, I hit it. Do I have to send it?
Awesome. Yeah, if it prompts you, if you want to send it, tell it yes. Perfect. I got it. Good job. All right. Well, let me grab another screen here and we'll get your subscription set and we'll do your billing. So let me go in here. I've got to make sure we've got your discounts applied. All right. Perfect. I always like to double check those. And then, of course, it has to have its moment to think. My computer needs a little more caffeine, I think, this morning.
I hear you. Air of pain.
What's that?
Technology's nice, but at the same time, it can get you.
Well, absolutely. You know, it drives me crazy when I can think and type faster than it. I mean, now we just expect it to catch up or keep up. So it's kind of funny, though. You know, it does keep up pretty good, but we think it ought to be faster. Okay, Stephen. So on the credit card that you're using, or debit card it was, does the company name appear, or is it just your first and the middle initial and last?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much. Go ahead. You said you need the card number.
On the card, I will, yes, in just a second. But does the company name appear on the card also, or just your name?
No, just my name.
All right. And then your cell phone, I would assume, is the number on file with that card, along with your Dorsey Road address.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. And then is that Visa, Master, MX, or Discover?
The Visa.
Oh, whoops. All right. I'm ready for those digits when you are.
All right. 4093.
Okay.
1100.
Okay.
1566.
You said 15? 66?
Yep.
Okay, and got it.
8046.
Got it. And then what's the expiration, please?
It is 1124.
right. And then what is the security card, Stephen?
026.
All right, let me update that, and then I'll let it sync again, do its thing, and I will go ahead and send this through, and then I'll let you know there's going to be another email on the way to you, and that one I'll have to have you open up as well. And in the meantime, while we wait for it to go, we'll do the voice verification. So the voice verification is required of us as Google partners. And it's actually a verbal duplicate of what just went in email to you. So it just went out. So there's, what's the subject line again? Oh, local / initial invoice. And then I'll do the voice verification. Let me just update something here real quick.
So what do I do for the voice verification?
So there will be a couple spots where I'll ask you to state, like, the name of the company, things like that. And then we'll deal with that email afterwards. So the voice verification is recorded. It's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. And it'll also say in here, it's not a contractual obligation on your part, but it is on ours. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
S&H Pressure Washing.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Stephen Harrell.
And owner?
Stephen Harrell.
And owner, correct?
Yep.
All right, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes. Yeah.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, texts, and emails coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, August 3rd, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $448, the breakout of which is $349 for your first month, and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $349, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the third of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 3rd. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, so if, say, I ever did to decide to cancel it, I can cancel it at October.
Yes, exactly. And you'll be able, so your website, if you do cancel, which, of course, we hope you don't. We intend to do our job so that you don't. If you do, your website, I believe it's either a $95 or a $99 one-time buyout fee. So nothing outrageous. I've heard
right
horror
now,
stories. Of, yeah.
And today I'll be charged $349, you said.
Right. And then the one-time $99 setup. And then nothing due until next month. So that covers your first month. And,
okay. And
in that,
what will I pay the second month?
Month two's be September 3rd. So it'll be the 3rd of each month.
Okay. And it'll be how much every month?
$349. And that is okay. A flat rate. And I've never heard of it happening, but I like to assure people that if ever you're charged more than that and you haven't added services on, definitely let me know. I will fix it. I'm the dog you want on that bone. But I've honestly never heard of that happening. Obviously, you know, we can add services for you later on if you'd like, which of course would increase your pricing. But for what you've got, it'll never be more than $349.
Okay. Okay, it'll never. That's for every single thing, right?
That's for everything. That's for your website hosting, maintenance, your Facebook ads are covered. That's first page Google. The whole works. Awesome. All right, Stephen. And then just a one last reminder to make your onboarding call at 6. And if for some reason you can't make it, just let us know. We can always reschedule. But that'll get everything kicked off. And
all right.
Any last questions for me? Oh, go ahead.
So is it set up now? Like, is it possible for me to get calls now? Or
you won't right away. So timeline, let me tell you how it'll go down. Let me find my timelining screen here for you so I'm not goofing them up. So within the first 5 to 7 days, of course, we like to get your onboarding call done because that kicks off our work. And then also within that approximate week's time, your reporting dashboard will come online. We'll get directory submissions done, which I don't know if I even mentioned that. So we'll also get you out to Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing. We write the content for you for Bing also. Yellow Pages, White Pages, up to about 60 different destinations. So we'll, that all happens.
So that's covered,
I'm sorry.
Right?
That's covered. Yep, that's just part of what we do. Yep, absolutely. And then from there until about the 2-week mark, your website will come online. We'll get your Facebook ads running, so those will be out there. So what you'll probably notice first is leads and calls coming from that Facebook coverage. And then between about 30 and 45 days, you'll see yourself on that first page in the map. So that's how your timeline will run down. It always amazes me.
How long will it take to get my name on there?
On the first page portion, on the map section, between 30 and 45 days. Usually...
Is my business name on Google?
Is it what?
And my business is on Google now. Someone searched my business.
It's not quite yet because we'll need to get that Google business profile done. And I'm glad you asked that. That's usually our biggest delay. So it's one of the first things that we'll send in for you to Google before we deliver any other data, in fact. So we'll be doing background programming while we wait for your GDP. So we'll send in to Google for that. They'll send you a postcard in the mail, and it'll have a verification code or a PIN code on it. When you get that, we'll need you to call us, let us know what that verification code is. We send that code back to Google. They verify you, and then you'll pop with your Google business profile. So that process usually takes 7 to 10 days just because of the snail mail aspect. And we get it to Google quick, and they do their thing quick, but there's the postcard in the mail. They still do that old school. So... But yeah, that's usually the biggest delay. So if, you know, as soon as you get that code, let us know because then we can rock and roll with everything else too.
And then when will I get that code?
It should be, you know, your tech, when you do your onboarding call this afternoon, will know better than I, but we usually plan on about 7 to 10 days for the Google business profile to happen and be listed.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Well, Stephen, oh, go ahead.